This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to study with us again today from that marvelous book which deals with human suffering in the Old Testament. I suppose that if there's any question that is with us almost every day of our lives, it is the question of pain, of sorrow, of sin, and suffering. And this book, while it does not give all the answers that the New Testament gives, certainly is a marvelous book to study in order to study the problem of suffering. I had pointed out in earlier lessons that there are 6 basic questions to be studied in this book. We have studied completely 2 of them, and last time had gotten into question number 3, but had not been able to finish it. I again raise question number 3. Could a just God allow a righteous man to suffer intensely? This question, as I pointed out last time, was raised by 3 friends of Job, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. Now they came and were in such a state of mind that for 7 days after they came, they said absolutely nothing to him. They then began 3 cycles of speeches in which all 3 of them speak, with a reply by Job, with the exception that Zophar did not speak during the 3rd cycle. In these speeches, all 3 of these men imply the same basic argument. Now, notice it carefully. First, if God does not allow a righteous or faithful man to suffer, if any man suffers, then he is not a righteous man. Second, if God does not allow a righteous man to suffer, and if Job is suffering, therefore, since Job is suffering, he must not be a righteous man and thus needs to repent of his sin. It may be the case that boiling down the contention of these 3 men to the argument set out, just as I have, somewhat oversimplifies what the 3 men do in attacking Job, but it seems that this argument does involve their basic contention, which is this: since God does not allow righteous men to suffer, the fact that Job was suffering proves that he was not a righteous man. And you know, there are many people today that I've encountered who believe that same thing. This book makes it clear, as well as many books in the New Testament, that it is simply not the case. You must not conclude that because you're suffering, or because your child is suffering, or because you've lost your husband or your wife or your child or your mother and father in death, in spite of the fact that they were good people, you must not conclude that they were not good people because of their suffering. Notice the basic significance of this question. The question is of great significance for every person. There is a real sense in which each one of us must struggle with this question. This is the case because each of us experiences the fact that people who least seem, at least to us, to be righteous suffer more on this earth than do many people who are very wicked. We look about us and we see wicked people who are rich. They seem to have every material advantage. We see some people who are good, who are righteous people serving God, and they have almost nothing. One must struggle with this question to some sort of resolving of it. Now, the question will be discussed in more detail next time. But our time's gone for today. I'm so very happy that you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.